Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the matrix of technology, and sometimes, just sometimes, we come back with the secrets of the universe, or at least, how to reset your password. I'm Alex, your guide on this quest for knowledge.
And I'm Jamie, the one who asks all the questions you're thinking but are too afraid to ask. Today, we're cracking open the vault on a topic that sounds like it came straight out of a sci-fi novel, building a robust RAG system.
Right you are, Jamie. But before you all start picturing RAG as some kind of robot apocalypse generator, let me explain. RAG stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. It's a fancy way of combining the power of information retrieval with generative AI to produce responses that aren't just accurate, but are grounded in reality.
Grounded in reality. So it's basically the opposite of my dating life in college?
Exactly, Jamie. But let's not go down that rabbit hole. The crux of RAG is that it takes data from external documents and feeds it into the model's context, improving factual accuracy and reducing hallucinations.
Hallucinations? Are we still talking about AI or my college days?
Stick with me, Jamie. In AI, hallucinations refer to when a model generates information that isn't based on the data it was trained on. It's making stuff up. RAG helps keep those answers in check by anchoring them to external verified information.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does one build this RAG system? Is it like assembling IKEA furniture? Because I'm still traumatized from my last bookshelf.
Thankfully, it's a bit more straightforward, but it does involve several steps: document ingestion, embedding, retrieval, and generation. Each step is crucial for ensuring the quality and latency of the responses.
Hold up. Embedding? Retrieval? This sounds like we're preparing for a spy mission. Can you break those down a bit?
Sure thing. Imagine you have a library of documents. Embedding is like creating a detailed index of every book, so you know exactly where to find the information you need. Retrieval is then going into that library and picking out the books that answer your question. Finally, generation is when you summarize those books into a neat, concise answer.
Got it. So, it's less about assembling furniture and more like being the world's most efficient librarian.
Precisely. And to make things even more efficient, we use vector databases like FIAS, Pinecone, or Milvus. These help us quickly search through millions of document vectors to find the most relevant ones.
Sounds powerful, but also sounds like a lot can go wrong. What are the common pitfalls?
Great question. Common issues include poor document chunking, which is like trying to index your books, but only using every other page. Then there's embedding drift, where the index starts to get outdated and doesn't match the queries well. And of course, latency spikes, when retrieving documents feels like waiting for dial-up internet to connect.
Dial-up internet? Now that's a horror story. So how do we avoid these pitfalls?
It's all about proper evaluation, caching frequently accessed information, and keeping your system monitored. Plus, ensuring your RAG system is scalable and secure from the get-go.
This has been a deep dive for sure. I feel like I've just taken a masterclass in RAG systems. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that RAG systems are a powerful tool for making AI more accurate and useful, especially as we move towards more knowledge-intensive applications. Like any system, it needs care, maintenance, and constant evaluation. But get it right, and it's like having a super librarian at your fingertips.
A super librarian? I could have used one of those in college. But for now, I guess I'll settle for being your co-host on this epic tech journey.
And what a journey it is. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. If you've enjoyed unraveling the mysteries of RAG systems with us, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Until next time, keep your tech nerdy and your queries optimized. This has been the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, signing off.